My first day with the revolution was definitely trial by fire. I got there on a Saturday afternoon, and I was planning on attending the game that was scheduled for that evening as a spectator. But I went into the front office to introduce myself to some of the staff members as they were preparing for the evening's game, and our president asked me, after I met him, if I'd be willing to run social media for the team that evening during the course of the game. And of course, like any shocked intern, I said yes. And my secondary feeling after committing to doing that was, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I don't have any practical experience doing this before. The only time I'd ever run social media was in a mock situation in one of my PR courses in school prior to that moment. So, of course, there was some fear there, but I said a prayer, and God was good, and God took care of me that evening. The second thing I had to do after committing to run social media was count tickets that were going to be given to some of our sponsors at roll call prior to the game. And math is not a strong subject for me, so the entire time I was counting, I was also saying a prayer, you know, dear Lord, please don't let me miscount these tickets on my first day so I can make sure that I make a good first impression. And again, God was good and He took care of me with that as well. After I counted the tickets, our assistant general manager and I walked over to the arena, which is directly across from our front office. It's called the Allen Event Center, and I highly recommend if you're local or if you live in a surrounding suburb, definitely go check them out at the Allen Event Center. It's a blast. You and your family will love watching a Revolution game. Anyway, so once we got over to the stadium, I kind of checked everything out, and then I went up to the press box, and I've never experienced a completely empty arena before, because I've never gone to a professional sporting event as a staff member, but it was one of the most calming environments I've ever been in my entire life. And that was a blessing for me, because I got to tell you, the entire time I was there that evening, up until that moment when I sat up in the press box and was surveying the field, my heart was pounding. I was absolutely terrified. I didn't want to make a mistake. And being there in that empty field and listening to my voice echo every time I talked, it was the reason I was able to calm down enough to get through my first game. So, moving on to kickoff, the game started, and the thing I remember most about that night was just the energy of the crowd and the noise. Even though the arena wasn't full, it was amazing how loud it was, and how frenzied the fans were. And ultimately, that game was pretty close. The Revolution ended up winning it in the final 5 seconds, but the whole night, the whole atmosphere was so energetic and so excited. And for me, that was probably the first time that I'd ever been in a environment where, a sporting environment, including when I was an athlete, where the crowd was so into the game and showed so much passion for the entire game. But that's one of the beauties of small market sports. I've learned when you are working for an organization that's in a small market, your fans become much more a part of the team than I feel they do when you're working for a larger franchise in a larger, more recognizable league like the NFL or Major League Baseball or even the NBA. It's the interpersonal interaction that gets to go on between the players and the fans as well, even during the course of the game, that makes it so unique and so special. When I was doing the social media tweets and Facebook updates for the game, it was so loud I couldn't even use my voice recognition software that I typically use to type because I have a disability that affects some of my fine motor skills. So I was sitting up there typing as fast as I possibly could and praying that I would get things in a timely manner because, in a football, the game is so quick. The field is much smaller, and so scores happen a lot faster, and turnovers can swing the game so much quicker than in outdoor football that I was typing as fast as I've ever typed in my entire life. Ultimately, at the end of the day, when I went home and I was sitting in my apartment just kind of thinking about the day and what I had experienced, I sat back and I was proud of myself that I was able to step in and make an impact right away. But more importantly, as I was sitting, I thought about all that I had learned and how it was going to set the tone for me for the rest of that summer. But not only that summer, but for the rest of my life. Because I feel like in college and in school in general, usually there's someone there to show you step by step, this is what you do to get through this process. And in the professional world, there really isn't that. You need to step in and do the best you can to make an impact and, figure things out. And that was the approach that I took to the rest of the summer, throughout the rest of the summer, because, we're a small office. There's only 5 of us in the whole office, including myself. And so we needed to rely on each other to do a large amount of work. Most larger franchises have, 20 to 30 people in their front offices, according to what my superiors have told me. And when you work in small markets, like we do, we just don't have the luxury of having that many staff members. And so we all have to pitch in and do our part and do things that may be out of our comfort zone, but it's for the good of the team and it needs to be done. So I learned a lot about how to step out of your comfort zone and how to solve problems and how to figure things out on the fly, and it all started with that night. So my advice to anybody that's going to be an intern for a franchise like the Revolution that's in a small market is don't come in thinking you're only going to be able to do one thing. I'm only going to do communications, or I'm only going to do ticket sales, or I'm only going to do, office grunt work. You're probably going to do all of it, and the expectation is that you're going to do it well. So just don't come in thinking you're going to be able to be one-dimensional, because it's just not the case. Thank you for listening. The next episode will be about how to deal with adversity. within the front office and how to communicate interpersonally to solve problems. Thanks again for listening and look forward to the next episode.